This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You guys are just getting so smart that you know if you call at the beginning of an hour just before we go on the air for an hour. So first hour, second hour, third hour is the best and quickest way to get on. You get the most amount of time, and you don't have to sit through me talking about the fact that this is National Fried Chicken Day. Kenneth, you are on the air. I am Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you this day?
Well, I just had a comment. I've been listening to your show, and there was an indefinite understanding of the word Nazi. First of all, I was very surprised when I read that Adolf Hitler was not in Germany to build another Reich. He was there to destroy it. And the reason for that is because he was a Nazi so-called Jew. Now, Dr. Benjamin Friedman and Jacob Lilienthal claim, this is not my claim, I'm just giving you this information, that there's no such thing as a Jew or being Jewish, that we are Judean, and King Herod is the monarch of the Judeans, not the king of the Jews. They claim that there is no such thing, and they were born in the so-called Jewish atmosphere. Now, the word Nazi comes from NA, from National Socialism, which was the German political structure, and Zionism, which was created by the Mazurkian mafia, which comes from Mongolia. So I just wanted to mention these things to you.
The point being exactly what?
Well, I just said what the point is, that number one, Hitler was there to destroy Germany. That's a good point. And number
Wait a minute. Why would he be there to destroy Germany? He was an Austrian.
How can I tell you? You have to understand the whole story, but he was a Zionist. His grandmother had a sexual affair with Nathan Rothschild, produced his mother, made him, his name is Schickelgruber, made him a so-called, as Abraham puts it, so-called Jew. Well, his purpose through Zionism was to destroy Germany, not to build it up. But we've been led historically to believe that his job was to build a Third Reich. And I'm just telling you the information that I have read. This isn't my own necessary interpretation. I'm just telling you the facts that I have read about that.
Well, I'm not sure that I would call it facts. I think it's somebody's opinion and interpretation. I mean, why would you view that as more or less factual than someone who says that Hitler's point was to institute the Third Reich?
Well, I ask you the same question.
Well, I mean, it's a good point. I would just argue that majority doesn't necessarily rule, it does tend to influence. I think if you've got 100 scholars about World War II together, or even about Hitler, people who were viewed themselves as experts on Hitler, that the dominant number would argue that Hitler, in fact, was trying to institute the Third Reich, not that he was a Zionist.
Well, whatever. People can believe what they want to believe.
Well, but that, all I'm saying is, how do any of us believe anything? Unless we have firsthand knowledge, then we're really dependent on other people's opinion. And I think what we do, and that's part of what we do in the program, is I try and have you guys think critically. And I'm not arguing with you as much as saying, well, based on what? That, you know, I'll give you an example. That there was an article over the weekend that said that the headline said an ISIS attack in the United States was inevitable. If you read even the first sentence of the article, it says it's possible. Well, possible and inevitable don't mean the same thing at all. But if all you read the headlines, then you're going to think, wow, it's inevitable. If you read the second, the first paragraph, or it was even the first sentence, wasn't even the first paragraph, it says possible. So the question is, what do you believe? And I think that we believe based on a whole lot of things. We believe based on our own perspective, our own experience, the source, what our friends believe, the quantity as well as the quality. So, I mean, the nice thing about being able to read is that we have a multiplicity of sources, some of which are contradictory. And what I suggest people do is, first of all, know who asked the question, know what their biases were, because all of us have biases. Look at a bunch of people's opinion in the same, you know, in the same general area, and then be willing to entertain not so much truth, but information. And so what you're suggesting is a really interesting theory, but I'm not sure that I would view it as any more or less truthful, and probably less on the simple basis of it's a very unusual and very rare, meaning not very, very common, kind of interpretation.
Well,
if you're asking me, and if you're asking me, it was I've heard for years that there that Hitler actually had some Jewish blood, but and therefore his anti-Semitism was somewhat self-loathing, but still, you know, I've never met him. He died well before I was born, it's really interesting. I was talking with a friend of mine who's about to launch onto this huge journey. And he asked me for some help on writing some stuff up. He said, "Well, you're a good writer." And I said, "Well, you're asking me to be an editor, not a writer." And so I just said, "Well, why are you doing this?" And he said, "Well, I don't know. No reason." And I said, "That's not true. That people do things for reasons. We have an infinite number of choices that begin to be narrowed by our sex, our economic position, our point of view, our intelligence, you know, all sorts of things. But still, there are a huge number of options. So when we do any particular thing, it's not random. Behavior is not random. And we may not know the reasons, and other people don't have to agree with the reasons, but we do things for reasons. And if you're going to share with people your experience, you may want to figure out what your own reasons are." And so I would argue that, and that's, to me at least, an example of somebody where I have firsthand access and still can't get the information because this person is unwilling to look at their own. I don't think they're lying to me. I think they just haven't done the work of saying, why am I doing this? So I guess if Hitler were in front of me and I said, "Well, you know, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?" that he could either tell me or not tell me, and it may or may not be true in terms of his actual motivation. But I do think people do things for a reason. And what you're suggesting is that Hitler, well, I mean, it seems to be a little far-fetched, since if it hadn't been for Russia, we'd all be speaking German. I mean, you know, that whatever else you could say about Hitler, he and his generals were very effective until he took on Russia in the winter. But
I'm just telling you what information was given me.
Okay.
My source told me that this lie is predicated upon prevarications, and we believe the prevarications, the lies, to be truth, because we're given to them beginning with our parents, who have been taught the same lies from theirs and so on back to the beginning of time, so to speak.
Well, you could argue, yeah, that I mean, you know, the question is, when lies, I mean, by definition, a prevarication is a lie. But the point is, if you heard it often enough and enough people believe it, does it become truth? Well, it becomes common knowledge, which is not the same as truth.
No, it's not true.
And we also thought for a very long time that the sun rotated around the earth. And that was it was common knowledge. It wasn't true, but it was common knowledge. So,
yeah.
What are you going to do? All right. Well, Kenneth, thanks for certainly starting the program off on a note that was completely unexpected. And I appreciate your phone call.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking it.
All right. 855-993-7569. You know, if you want to call it, I mean, this is so far afield from what we usually talk about, except, as you hear, that I'm capable of taking anything and making it psychological. So, I don't think a whole lot of people are really in touch with the notion that Hitler was really a Zionist. Well, listen, you heard it. First, the whole point is share ideas, get people to think. Give me a call. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. 855-993-7569. Andreas, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Brown. Have you solved the problem about the Iron Cross?
I didn't know there was one. But tell me what the problem is.
Well, I thought the Iron Cross came up because the Iron Cross was
I know. And people associated with
it. Only the Führer could pass this on or award them.
Well, I mean, part of it, the Nazi symbol and an an older symbol and stuff like that.
Well, as a matter of fact, the swastika, there were two swastikas, one turning to the right and one turning to the left.
Okay.
And ours turned to the right. And
who's ours?
We had difference, but you covered that subject very well, so and so on. I was born at the beginning of the war, and I was in Germany. Okay, I lived in Germany. We were evacuated from Berlin after Berlin was bombed out. We were evacuated to Hamburg, and then Hamburg was bombed out. I experienced it. In my memory, the real war started after the war was over. The people fighting for bread, fighting for just about anything under the sun.
Yeah.
And this is what I experienced as a shy child. I was fortunate enough that there was always some food on the table, and even if it was just sauerkraut and potatoes. And that lasted on forever. The cities that were destroyed. I grew up in Hamburg after I was born in Berlin. But I grew up in Hamburg, and I only saw buildings that were collapsed into the streets. And I thought that was normal because I've never seen a real city. That was the city I moved into, my parents had to. And this is what the women did to clean up the streets. They cleaned every brick that was salvageable and put them out. I experienced this, and I hear so much nonsense that is written in books and so on. You have to see it. I was very young, but there are a lot of things in my memory. I could talk to you for hours on end. So that's all I wanted to tell to you.
Let me go back to your original statement to say that the real war started after the armistice. I think that there was a separate war, and I think that always happens, that there's a shooting war, and then the civilians quite often are left behind to clean up the mess, not only the bombed cities, but the shortage of food, the lack of men around. But I think to say that the war after was the same as the war during is not accurate. They were different.
Well, I see it from my experience.
Absolutely, but reminding yourself
was never fought in our village in my and so on.
Yeah, but you were a child, and you were not of the. My guess is if
but
you
I
talk
was,
with
I was then 5-6 years old.
Okay, but you were not a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not disputing, and I remember reading someplace that there was actually, I guess part of it, I remember reading something about concentration camps, and there were actually almost as many people who died after liberation as during the war. But that's a different kind of statement. There were, during the American Civil War, for example, there were as many people who died from wounds and dysentery as were shot. But it was a different kind of war, and it was a different kind of medical situation and whatever. But, you know, and I think the point is, and I guess it was my same point to Kenneth, is that it's possible to entertain different points of view, different perspectives about what happened, and that it doesn't make it truth, it just makes it information. The truth is very hard to come by, and that you may have, and that's why people go to war, is about truth.
Yeah.
If we can entertain.
It was also very important what zone you were living in. We were,
sure. And what side you were on. Sure.
And
sure.
So on.
And obviously, the United
States. The border to Russia was maybe a stone's throw away from where I lived.
Yeah, no, I got it. I was in Russia a couple times, and you know, to read it in a history book that the Germans got within 6 kilometers of Moscow is one thing. To be on the road from the airport to the city and see that monument of how close they got is a whole different ballgame. You know, so my point is that we need not so much to look for truth, but to evaluate information. And to evaluate information, you have to know who's saying it, why they're saying it, what questions they ask, and how it impacts us. And then we don't necessarily have to go to war about what's true. We can entertain even contradictory philosophies and sort of understand not only other people, but understand our world and ourselves better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
I agree with you. Okay.
Groovy. I like
that. So anyway, I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you so much.
All right, Andreas. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that really is my point. And someone's going to say, why are you taking phone calls about this? Well, we, you know, if you call, we'll... You know, you're allowed to talk about it. It's not, you know, it's not a, really a political program. And in some ways, Kenneth and Andreas are really talking about, as far as I'm concerned, the world, whether we're talking about a presidential campaign or we're talking about, to understand the European Union, I think you have to remember that those people have been fighting each other for, you know, what, 1,000 years? If you want to understand the Middle East, you have to understand that these are ancient, tribal, essentially biblical arguments with one another. So, if we look for truth, we're going to be in much, much more jeopardy than if we look for information and then evaluate it and evaluate as much as we can for ourselves. And I'm not even necessarily suggesting that we find our own truth, although I think that that's to a certain extent what all of us have to do in our life. But maybe it's a small t. But to listen to other people, especially listen, what's it, LBJ said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And he was talking about probably putting them in a headlock. What I'm talking about is knowing them. Because, first of all, it gives you information that could be valuable to you and increase your safety. But even more importantly, so you understand where somebody else is coming from. How can we not do that? Even on National Fried Chicken Day. Okay. Well, who knew that that was going to be the start of my program today? One of the pleasures about my program after all these years is I have no idea how the program is going to start, certainly nor the middle nor the end. Today, however, in 1854 in Jackson, Michigan, the first convention of the United States Republican Party is held. And understand, if you look up the history of the Republican Party, the Republicans really held what we would consider democratic beliefs right now. It's really interesting how parties and theories and political theories evolve, or devolve, I suppose. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Nina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Nina. What can I help you with today?
I just have a question. I was wondering, in general, how much in a relationship we can expect from the other person. In my case, I have started a relationship 3 months ago with someone that I thought he might be the one, but I wanted to get to know him. And I feel like I am interested. I'm very interested, obviously. And I think he claims to be very interested. However, I'm not sure if my vision or if my picture from an ideal relationship or from love basically is wrong or is okay, something well, lacking here.
I hear. All right. So how did you meet each other?
Through university.
Okay. So you've met each other face to face?
Yes.
Okay. And you've been dating for about 3 months?
Yes.
And how often in that period of time have you seen each other?
2 to 3 times per week.
Okay. Is it a sexual relationship as well?
No.
No, not sexual. Okay. How old are you, Nina?
32.
And how old is he?
37.
Have either of you been married before?
No.
Okay. All right, so where is the disconnect between what you thought a relationship might be and what this one is? Where's the problem?
I feel like we have expressed our feelings for each other, and I feel like I'm excited. And he also claims to be excited, but, for example, I don't see him... doing anything. I don't know. Should he be doing anything or... It
like
seems
what?
Like I
what
have
would
to
you...
ask for...
I hear. What? Are we talking about sex?
No. For example, like there was like one day I was... something had happened at work and I was extremely upset and, you know, I asked him to come, and he lives very close to me, to come pick me up or something. And
right.
He was not even like willing to do that, and I understand he's busy, has a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
I just felt like, or for example, I was not feeling very well, and he was telling me he was, and I thought maybe he could just, I don't know, buy some juice for me. For example, I'm just
yeah.
saying, you know.
Yeah.
And asked me instead. He asked me. He said, "Okay, when you go to your parents' place, ask them to give you juice or something." I feel like
wow.
he wants to take care of me, but he wants someone else to pay for the expense or time of it. I'm not saying that.
I hear what you're saying. So when you asked him to pick you up and he said no, what did you say back?
He didn't say no. I was crying and I was very down, and I'm under a lot of pressure from work and school, and I do both at the same time. And I was, you know, it was just one of those days that I was down, and I just needed some company. And he has a lot of work, and he didn't say no. He said, "Are you sure?" And he seemed relaxed, and I just don't know.
Okay, so wait a minute. Back me up a little bit. So you said, "I'm really sad. I could use some company." And he said, "Are you sure?" And what did you then say?
I said, "That's okay if you can't."
Well, but, honey, listen. Then you gave him a very, at best, mixed message, and maybe even an inaccurate one. What if he'd said to him, "Listen, I hear that you're busy, but it would seem to me that one of the things that we look for in a relationship, in an ongoing relationship, is we're be there for each other. And if you're asking me, is this really important to me right now? It is." Because at that point, If you'd done that, then you could have. Then first of all, you wouldn't have. If he'd said yes, okay, I didn't understand it was really important, then and he'd come, then that we wouldn't be having this discussion, because he had shown by his behavior that in fact it was inconvenient, but he did value you. If he'd said no, then you could call and say, you know, he asked me if it was important. I said it was important. He said, well, we still couldn't do it. And then we could talk about, well, so why is he asking? Is he just trying to bully you into saying it's not important? But by you saying it wasn't important, we don't have that information, right? You don't have it, so you can't share it with me. So we don't know. And you could say, well, if he really loved me, he would have offered. But you don't want to do that. You don't want to have somebody try to read your mind. Because you, at that moment, you started off fine. You said, I really need some help. He did not exactly cover himself with glory by saying, are you really serious? But it may be that he was with a very clingy woman before, or somebody who cried wolf, or we don't know. I mean, you don't know each other terribly well at this moment. So he did not an unreasonable thing. It's not a very romantic mm-hmm. thing, but it's not an unreasonable thing to say, how serious is this? But
yeah,
you then dropped the ball, my darling, because you said it's okay. So then he, and not only did you not give him the information that was really relevant, but you taught him that you're going to cry wolf, that you're going to say, oh, I'm really sad, I really need you, but you really don't. So, and all right, so what do you do now? So I think I would go, how long ago was the conversation about, I'm really lonesome, I need some company, and he said, are you really sure? How long ago was that?
It was a couple of days ago, keeping in mind that he is almost 40 years old, and he says that he has never said I love you to anyone except for me.
Okay.
And he has never been invested in any relationship.
Okay, so he doesn't really know how to do this. So his question that said, are you sure, was a legitimate question. He's ignorant. He really doesn't know. All right, but so here's what you do at this moment.
We had spent some days together prior to that, and he had mentioned that he has this deadline on Friday, and I thought maybe because he had a...
But Nina, my darling, you're still missing my point, which is you... Mm-hmm. His comment about, are you sure, becomes even mm-hmm. less odious because he was on a deadline and he's admitted he doesn't really know how to do a relationship. So you gave him the wrong information because what you meant was, I know it's a pain in the neck and I'm willing, but I really could use some help and if you can wait an hour, and you could have negotiated, but you gave him the wrong information. So let's get back to your initial question of, am I being unfair about how to evaluate him? Do I want to go forward with a guy that I think is never really going to be the kind of man I want? Or do I dump him? And the answer is, we don't have enough information. And part of the reason we don't have enough information is you're not giving him accurate information. So what I would do at this moment
mm-hmm.
is, this should not be a conversation he has when you're at work, when he's at work or you're at work. It should be a conversation you have where both of you are a bit relaxed, no liquor, no sex. And saying to him, you know what, I'd like to go back and revisit that conversation when I was really feeling low and you asked me if it was really important. And what I should have said was yes. And the reason I didn't was there's very likely a part of me that felt you should know that this is important. I wouldn't have asked unless it was important. I knew about your schedule. But I don't want to have to read your mind. I don't want you to have to read my mind. So can we set up, if I'd said to you, this is really important, what would you have said at that moment? Or in the future, I will try and give you better information. Because if you'd been clear with him, well, he was very clear with you. He said, it's not convenient. But
yeah.
He didn't say no, as you point out. He said, it's not convenient. And you at that moment then had to evaluate, how important is it to me? And it sounds to me, especially from this phone call, that it was very important to you. So you might have said, I know you're busy, but I really could use an hour, or what if I came over and brought you a cup of coffee, you gave me a hug. The two of you, if you'd given him the accurate information, the two of you then could have evaluated and decided what would serve your needs without too much inconveniencing him. But relationships are inconvenient. They are a sort of effect of personal sovereignty. And, honey, in the next couple of months or weeks or whatever, you're going to have to evaluate exactly the question you asked me, which is essentially, do I stay or do I go? But you can't do that without giving him the accurate information. You're going to have to risk him saying, because if he said no, if he said, is it important, and you said it is, and he said, well, tough patooties, my job is more important than you, then you would have that information to process, to decide, well, this isn't the guy for me, that I don't ask very often, but that's what relationships are, is when you're really in trouble, somebody will be there for you. Or he could have said yes, and you would have been thrilled with him. But we don't have that information because you didn't kind of put on your big girl pants and say, yeah, look, I wouldn't have asked if it wasn't important. You get it?
I didn't want to impose anything on anyone.
Honey, but no. Then you can't have it both ways, Dina. You can't say, I didn't want to impose, but he let me down. Love is an imposition. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and go through this a little bit more because I really want you to understand your part in this. Okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice.
With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Nina, who's asking a perfectly good question, which is, you know, how do I deal with the difference between what I think a relationship should be and what the relationship is? And the answer is, you negotiate it. You tell the other person what you want, because people are not very good at reading minds. And this dude has told you he's not very good at it. He's already said, look, I'm an incompoop. I'm 37 years old. I don't know how to do this. And so it doesn't mean that you have to be his teacher, but it means that subtlety is not going to work, because he doesn't know. He doesn't know how to pick up the clues. He doesn't have anything to compare it with. So it means certainly in any relationship, it's going to be on much better footing if both of you can be honest with one another. So I would go back and say to him, can we revisit this? And it's okay with me to say, if I'd said it was really important, could you have come over? Or how would we have negotiated that? Let's go back and and play that out again. And you're going to know a lot more from his willingness to either talk with you about it, because both of you left that conversation being unhappy. You thought, well, what kind of boyfriend is he? I'm unhappy and he wasn't willing to help me. He left the conversation thinking, either, boy, I'm a creep because she really wanted some help and I didn't do it, or equally awful, she's just whiny and, you know, she wasn't very considerate of the fact that I now go back to work and I'm worried about her and she knows I've got all this stuff. So no matter how you look at it, both of you walked away from that interaction unhappy with no new information and no way really to negotiate it. So go back and revisit it. It's not a dress rehearsal. You're allowed to go back and say, hey, wait a minute. This didn't work for either of us. Let's figure out what we could have done differently.
It seems like the day after he said, I couldn't sleep that night.
Oh, I told you. Yeah, I just told you that. I just told you. Both of you walked away from that being unhappy.
Okay. I'm thinking he kind of wants to talk about it today.
Well, I don't care whether he does or not. You do.
Okay.
So you're going to go and talk about it, and you're going to say, hey, look, I didn't do my part, because if it wasn't important, why the hell did I call you? And if it was important, why didn't I give you that information?
Right.
Okay.
And so maybe next time, if I feel that she should be here.
No. Nina, be careful of should. Be careful of the word should. It just means that you're superimposing your desires on somebody else. If you want him there, ask him to come. And if he comes, then you're happy. And if not, then you can figure out why is this the wrong guy for you. Or, I mean, you'll have information. As you managed it, both of you were unhappy. There's no information. Neither of you learned anything about each other. And all you were is unhappy. So don't do that again.
So what if
don't do
answer,
the word should.
Uh-huh. What if his answer, if I ask him today, what if his answer is, oh, yeah, I would have definitely come, but I don't think he would have because.
Well, but you'll know next time. Presumably there's going to be a next time.
Okay.
I mean, you're right. At this moment, it's easy for him to say that, but it doesn't make any difference. The point is, if he says that, next time he may meet it as well.
Okay.
And you'll have more information, because what he's saying is, if I look back on it, then if you'd said you really wanted me, I would have dropped everything and come. So next time you can then say, you can evaluate, okay, is this really important that he drop everything and come? And if it is, then you ask him. And if he says, is it really important, you're going to say yes. And then if he says, okay, I'll be right over, then both of you are happy. If he says no, then you can say, well, wait a minute. When we had this discussion, you said you would have come. What's changed?
Mm-hmm. And how do I know he's not doing that just to make me happy in the moment? The next time,
who cares? He's allowed to make you happy in the moment. That's what people do. They try to make each other happy.
I mean, how do I know he's not just putting on a mask in the moment? And
spend more time with each other. And look, he's only going to do what makes sense to him.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the two of you are very new to each other. 3 months isn't very long, and even seeing each other a couple times a week, you're talking about 12. You're talking about maybe 24, 25 interactions. So I mean, it's still new. It's not completely new. But you gave him some really inaccurate information. Nina, we're less worried about him at this moment than you. You can't give people misleading information and expect them to behave in a way that's consistent, because they'll behave in a way that's consistent with the misinformation. He didn't do anything wrong. He said, is it really important? You said no. Well, it was. So the person who needs to be held accountable in that particular disaster is you. All you had to do was say, yes, it's important. Now, he might not have come, but then you would have known, this is not the guy for me. When it's really important, when the chips are down, he doesn't come. But you didn't, or he would have said yes.
Uh-huh. I think the way he asked it, he was like, is this really important?
Nina, Nina, you keep trying to get yourself off the hook. You have to take responsibility for this.
Uh-huh.
You did.
I want to know what it is, and
that's the way, and you'll probably know in the next couple of months that either this guy is terrific, and I just need to be really clear with him, or this guy is just too self-involved. He's not really ready. He may not be ready for any relationship, but he's certainly not ready for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. If we give people the wrong information, they're going to come to the wrong conclusions, right? Garbage in, garbage out. And we know that a lot about the internet, but we also need to know it about relationships. And if you think about it, even though Andreas and Kenneth were both talking about Nazi Germany, it's the same stuff. If you've got the wrong information coming in, you're going to get the wrong conclusions, period. There's no way of not. So our responsibility in any particular relationship is to make sure that we know what our feelings are enough to be able to be accurate, which is why it gets back to that discussion I was having with a friend, and I'm saying, why are you doing this? And he's saying, I don't know. And I said, no, you've got to do the work, because until you know why you're doing what you're doing, you know what your feelings are, you're going to not only mislead everybody else, but mislead yourself. Or conversely, not only going to mislead yourself, but you're going to mislead everybody else. And then people are going to be responding to the wrong data. Okay? So somehow, all of this, one of my producers says, you can knit together anything. They may not have any particular relevance or whatever, but you can knit it together. But to me, this hour was a really important and interesting and diverse hour about garbage in, garbage out. You have to know what your feelings are and be able to communicate them. And then you have to stick around and make sure the other person understands the language you're using. Because what Nina was saying was, well, the tone that he used implied, and I'm saying you can't do that. You can say the tone that you're using implying this, is that accurate? You can do some reality testing there. But you can't work on the assumption that you know what's going on when you really don't, and especially if you're not being clear about what your own motives and own feelings are. All right? Lesson learned, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.